Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels storm.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You're listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's word and desiring his coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and he is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Good morning, Indiana. As the Christmas season is upon us, we pray for our country as the turmoil is continuously amounting between political philosophies. Of course, the radical, liberal, globalist, socialistic and abortion-loving Democratic Party philosophy is absolutely disastrous for freedom-loving Americans and our constitutional republic. The radical Democratic Party agenda is based on the Antichrist system found in the Word of God. The war for the mind is on. Jesus tells the disciples, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Where is the power of the church in America today, my friends? The church has lost its power because it has quenched and grieved the Holy Spirit. The Antichrist voices are drowning out the voices of the gospel, the only source of all freedom and liberty. You may argue the church has not lost its power, but I challenge you, if the American churches had the power of heaven upon them, the gospel, prayer and the Bible would still be taught and practiced in the classrooms of America's public schools, and we would not be witnessing this political destruction of our electoral process. The atrocious sins of America are due to a lukewarm church because they have lost their spiritual power. They have quenched the power of the Holy Spirit. Balaam is still alive and well, placing many stumbling blocks before us, upon which the churches have blindly fallen. Read about the false prophet Balaam in the book of Numbers, starting at chapter 22, and read the warnings to the churches in 2 Peter, Jude, and Revelation of Balaam's devices. Preachers, Christians, we need to be imploring the help of heaven in these latter days instead of gleefully desiring a stimulus check from the feckless demagogues that hold office in our morally and financially bankrupt governments around the country. Who are these feckless demagogues? They are the useless politicians that are trying to play God. Another stumbling block Balaam put out there is the hundreds of perverted and corrupt English Bible versions that have caused nothing but confusion. And God is not the author of confusion. Many of these versions have completely removed the word hell from the Old Testament, including Lucifer's name. Wow, I wonder who was behind that. What benefit is it to leave the Hebrew word Sheol in the Old Testament text instead of translating it for the reader? That is why this series on the messenger is so important for the God-fearing Christians out there who are so perplexed by the course of our nation. The nations that forget God shall be turned into hell. Not Sheol, hell. See Psalm 9:17 in the King James Bible. Before the Lord's return, let's get our power back and have a real revival of holiness, truth, and biblical understanding. If my people, which are called by my name, who are God's people that are called by his name? Well, you have the Jews were God's people in the Old Testament, and Christians are God's people in the New Testament. So, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The best present we could ask for in this Christmas season is for God to heal our land, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Lord, heal us from all disease, sickness, and this engineered pandemic. But also, Lord, more importantly, heal us from our moral and financial bankruptcy. Let's get inoculated this Christmas season with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Messenger, Part 20.
Many of you are reading the alternative side, right? You're hearing, you know, that a lot of this pandemic is being blown out of proportion, okay? But you're not finding that on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, those news outlets. If you're, you know, New York Times or Wall Street Journal or the Washington Post, so, you know, and those sites also pop up on your internet. You read just that. You just read those things, and you know, my mom, no computer. She can't keep up with the new computers, and so the old computers don't stay up to date. She doesn't have a smartphone. She just has rabbit ears, gets New York stations. And, you know, they're just being fed with this propaganda. So it made me think about all the people who in America who are being fed with propaganda and don't have an alternative source, and don't have the word of truth in their heart, and don't know that the Bible is the word of truth, and how to dissect that, and just touching a little bit upon the paranoia and the fear that's all set up by this pandemic, and you know, my mom just sort of comes unglued because, you know, it's totally different from what you're hearing on the news. And so we just have to be, we have to look for the alternative all the time. You know, I think my whole last 40 years of my life have been, there's an alternative to what the general norm is. You know, the general norm was evolution, no God, okay? Growing up, you know, party hardy, live for this world, do what feels good, you know, there's no parameters in having your sex life. You know, there's no parameters now today on your gender. You know, pick 28 of them. You know, why can't you be all 28? You know, why pick one out of 28? You know, there's no God, and so. Just everything, you know, everything you have to look, you have to design, you know, have to realize you got to look for the alternative answer, the truth. The Bible begins, Bible is the word of truth. And so we build our foundation upon that. But even before I got saved, What is you know, the truth of a particular matter? I'll take vaccines, because I learned about the vaccines and the dangers of vaccines. But what is the major norm out there? Vaccinate, 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 vaccinate. Have you had your vaccines? You children, you've reached this certain age, you're at this grade, have you gotten your mandatory vaccinations? The pediatrician tells mom and dad, your child needs to have this set of vaccines because, okay, and mom and dad just follows lock, stock, and barrel. You know, they just fall in line. Okay, that's what the pediatrician said. My child is at this age, needs this vaccination. And so you just gradually, you realize there's an alternative. And then you learn, you know, in my case, I learned several things, you know, about the Constitution, income tax, and things like that, vaccines and other licensure before I got saved. But I have spent the last 40 plus years of my life learning about the alternative to the major norm. And but you think of all the people who don't look for an alternative, who don't hear the alternative, who aren't searching for the alternative, and what they're being fed and brainwashed, and you know how you can see that is evident in today's everybody walking around in masks. Everybody, and they look down on you if you don't have one. And you're bullied because you don't wear one. And so they're just caught up. They're sheeple. How many remember the micro, when Macintosh computer came out in 1984? How many remember the famous Macintosh Apple computer that came out in 1984? And do you remember the ad to play it up? The ad was based upon Orwell's 1984, the book 1984. And it was a woman jogging into a building, and she was, you know what the hammer throw is in the Olympics? She was spinning this sort of like a hammer over her head. And these troops, armored troops, are chasing her as she's running into this building. And she breaks into a big theater room where there's a mass of all these people. They all look alike. They, you know, the heads are shaved. and they're staring at this screen and they're just being told some propaganda. And she lets go the hammer and smashes the screen, and all of a sudden, you know, the people came out of their comatose state. Do you remember that? Well, that advertisement is the number one most looked at ad ever. It's the most popular advertisement. And I learned not too long ago that that advertisement, Apple paid for it one time. And media outlets posted it, just put it on because they wanted it on there because it was so popular even in the 80s, you know. And so they just paid for it one time, the expense of that video. But it has been seen hundreds, if not billions of times, and viewed more than any other advertisement ever put out there. But the whole idea is the light's coming on. But they're listening to this pablum, the same thing said over and over and over again, and they think it's true. They think that's, you know, this is the truth because it's said over and over again. And here is a little thing that we need to get down under and into our inner being is, don't follow the masses. Just because the masses are doing something doesn't mean it's right. It means they're easily persuaded and they're sheeple and they have the wrong shepherd. I think I learned that. It really sunk in when I learned creationism. When I learned about creation after I got saved, and I went to a seminar and I bought videotapes and audio tapes and books, and I heard Dwayne Gish. How many remember Dwayne Gish? He was a very popular figure in debating evolutionists. Heard him speak, Ken Ham down there in Cincinnati in the Creation Museum. I heard him speak. And I'm thinking, man, the masses of people who buy into that, who buy into the falsehoods that are taught in the world today. And so, you know, we come together, we learn about the Word of God. And we have to realize there's a lot of false teaching even about the Word of God. We spent all last fall dealing with baptism and the error of infant baptism. And how many people think that that's the truth, infant baptism? A lot of people. Lots of people think that's the truth. And you may not think it that much in this part of the country, but you go to the East Coast, you go to the West Coast, and they don't even know what a Baptist is. They think a Baptist is somebody like an Amish. You know, that they're way off on the fringe. And so that's the mentality of the world today. They believe in a lie. Every program you've watched on TV, almost every program you've watched on TV, if there's a Christian religious guy in the program, who is it? It's a priest. It's a priest. It's a priest. You know, they're talking about confessionals. They got a crucifix up there. They have, they're baptizing an infant. They're drinking like a fish. It's always that kind of projection. The false narrative is always projected louder than the truth. And so, you know, a lot of you in here, you dig for truth. You read alternatives. You know, that's That makes you float to the top. You're the cream, in a sense. You know, you're the cream. You understand that you're not being told the truth in a lot of things. A lot of things. I mean, like I said last week, me teaching about geocentricity, the Earth being the center of the universe. Most creation scientists won't touch that topic because it's so fringe. And they want to have a platform to speak, and they don't want to go out into the fringe because it's so well embraced that the sun is the center of the universe and the Earth orbits the sun, that to change that thinking people couldn't wrap their heads around that. Could not wrap their heads around that. And so we're just learning the truth. We have to learn the truth, and there's so much out there that is true that we have to expose the lie. And you know, we expose the lie of all these fake Bible versions. So part of learning truth is exposing the lie and how to counter it and how to deal with it. So in your notes, I believe you have to tell me, I believe it's on page 13, washing of the Holy Spirit, cleansing the temple. Okay, sanctification is a washing. We dealt with the walking in the Spirit, which is sanctification. It was walking in holiness. The washing of the holiness is sanctification is a washing. It's a cleansing. So sanctification speaks of washing or cleansing, being made holy in the waters of God's word. This is a work in progress on the soul as a result of holy living through the power of the Holy Spirit. It says in Ephesians 5:26 that he might sanctify and cleanse it, the church, Christ cleansing the church, with the washing of water by the word. Now, turn your Bibles to John chapter 3. And I taught this at one time, and I have, you know, corrected myself. There are three schools of teaching here. John 3:3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Being born again, a spiritual birth, okay, being awakened. Nicodemus says unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Remember, Jesus tells us later on in Scripture that his words are spirit. And so Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I taught here, there's three schools of thought here of what that water is. And back in the fall when I was dealing with baptism, I taught you that is the water of baptism. I now believe that. I didn't believe that at one time. I used to teach it was this water of God's word here in Ephesians chapter 5:26. But I believe that that water there is talking about baptism. And of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There's the third school of thought. And some of you would know this preacher by name if I mentioned his name. He taught, and it's a school of thought, that water there is speaking of when the baby is born, it breaks the water in the womb. Right? So it would say that is speaking of your first birth, and therefore then the spirit birth would be the second birth. Your first birth would be the water birth. I've never held to that position, but I did hold to the position that water there was not literal water, but that it was the washing of water by the word. But that's a spirit that does that. And so that I've taken the position that that water is literal and is speaking of baptism. But it is not your physical birth, because that's obvious. You have to, that's an obvious thing that you would be born by physically before you could be born spiritually. And so that is not talking about the water breaking from the womb when you are born your first time. So, but it's a cleansing. He cleanses the sanctify. It says, and he, Christ, might sanctify, cleanse, and cleanse it, sanctify, make it holy with the washing of water by the word of God. Getting into God's word, reading it, and heeding it, obeying it, does a cleansing. It does sanctification in your life. And that is the word of God. The Holy Spirit should lead you to want to read God's word and to make changes in your life so you conform with the image of Christ. What is one thing I remember in Dr. Dixon's prayers that always stood out to me when Dr. Dixon prayed, especially when he would pray before he would preach? He would always, not always, but a number of times would always say, God, no man could teach you. I can't say it verbatim, so I'm going to paraphrase it. But he would say that if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, he could teach no man. He could teach no man. And for you to learn without the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't learn from him. You wouldn't gain anything. So it was the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit in this room right now, taking my words that I'm delivering as a temple of the Holy Spirit, and you as a temple of the Holy Spirit are receiving those words. And how you receive it and apply it to your life is the sanctification process and how you learn. And so it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to learn. And he was always specific in saying that in his prayers, that we could teach no man the word of God without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to be involved. Had to teach Dr. Dixon, had to move him to enlighten him, open his eyes. And then the Holy Spirit has to open your eyes to receive it. Because I have sat in and I have preached myself and I have watched people, the lights aren't on. They're not listening. And I'm not inferring to anybody in this crowd in this room right now. No finger point. But I have seen it, that they're in la-la land. Their ear gate is not open, and they're off wandering in their minds somewhere else, and they're not listening. They're not allowing the Holy Spirit to teach them. And so that's an important part of the sanctification, cleansing the church.
You've been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Cambria Hotel, 13500 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. Please join us again next week, in person and right here on Freedom 95.